Just in Time Devotionals, Hebrews 6:15. It's worth the wait. Learning to wait is hard. I don't know if you agree with me, but we are in a world where we are on the run and everything is obtained quickly. We have become accustomed to having things already as science advantages. So the waiting time to obtain things is becoming shorter and shorter. If we are talking about information, we are just a click away from all the information we want on the internet. When computers were new, they were just coming out. When the internet was just becoming out, I remember that the computer was connected through a modem. Then it would dial up and ring for a long time to connect to the internet. When you clicked on the page, it took some time to load. Today, it takes less than a second, and yet we despair if we feel some slowness in our internet. We also see it in all the things we do in life. You can prepare an instant juice. That word is in fashion. You can prepare a soup because it is instant. We are talking about time, and we think that time is worth gold. Therefore, we begin to prioritize some things and to consider them as important if they require the time we need to use it in the right way. However, despite all things, and that we are on the run, God teaches us and gives us the advice to go calmly and go slowly. Everything has its time. Why do we get tired? Why do we get sick? We get stressed or weakened because we worry. That is, we get busy before the right time. Worry leads us to make mistakes and make wrong decisions for not waiting. In a family mother, we want people to change in the blink of an eye. We do not like to give opportunities, and we want everything to happen quickly. It is hard for us to learn to give opportunities, and it is hard for us to learn to wait. The same when we get something or when we buy something, we want to have it in our hand. We have lost the capacity to be patient, and patience is not only to stay still and wait. Patience means to know how to wait without losing our calm, because sometimes we know how to wait, but we fight with everybody. We argue. We declare words that we do not have to declare because we lose our calm. Calm is very important to know how to wait. When we have calm and patience, that is, when we have to solve and know how to wait, we can see good results. The Bible teaches that patience for everything is profitable. So, today, at the beginning of the morning, I want to give you a quote that is in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15. It speaks of a man who had to learn to wait for a long time. This man was Abraham, because the promise that God gave him went hand in hand with being able to see that his wife could have children. How so, Pastor? I'll explain it this way. God told Abraham that he was going to bless his offspring. That offspring was talking about his children. But how to have children if his wife Sarah was barren? God was giving him a promise, and the means for that promise to be achieved was his wife, and his wife was barren. But as the promises of God do not depend on the situations of daily life or what the world wants to present to us or what nature wants to put before us, God gave him the world, and so he fulfilled it. That's why in Hebrews 6:15 says, "Then Abraham waited with patience and received that God had promised him." Do you want to see the glory of God in your life? Have you received promises from God? And do you want to see those promises become tangible and come true in your life? The first thing we need to do is to wait with patience. And do you know what patience produces? The Bible also teaches the test of your faith produces patience. The test of faithfulness produces patience because it makes you keep stable. It makes you keep firm and confident that God will do it. Now, it is very important to know who we depend on, to have enough confidence that leads us to be patient. That is, to know how to wait without losing our calm. If I do not trust, it is very unlikely and that I can be patient in any promise that has been given to me. I give you an example. Someone says to you, "I promise you that I will do this for you." Depending on the level of trust you have with that person and depending on how serious that person is and how much you trust them, you will accept the promise and you will wait. If the person who is giving you that promise has given you many and has not been good to you, if it is a person who does not have a good testimony, if it's a person that you do know or whom you do not trust, the first thing you will do is say in your mind, "Yes." I think we know many people like that. With simple things, at least they tell you, "Don't worry. I call you in the afternoon and you sit and wait, because not in the afternoon, not in the morning, not the next day, and not the next year, you see?" Or maybe they tell you, "I promise, I'll visit you." And you say, "Well, how can I wait for you? I'll wait for you sitting down, drinking and juice, because you know that person has not worked. He was a bad testimony because he doesn't keep what he promises. But if it's someone serious whom you know, and this person give you a date to keep that promise, you wait patiently. You don't lose your temper, and you don't call him every day reminding him to the same things. Why? Because you know that he is going to fulfill. Now, I am talking about people. How much more God? That is why Abraham waited patiently for what God had promised him. He says, and he received that God had promised him. You want to see what God has promised you? Learn to wait. Do not run to make decisions lightly. Do not despair. Be confident and strengthen that confidence every day in prayer, in reading the Bible. Learn about God. Know Him more, and that confidence will increase. You will know that He is the one on whom you depend. And as the word says, He is not a man to lie, nor son of man to repent. My beloved friend, God does not lie. God does not lie. If you have risen within a circle of people who lie, and we include you, you also lie. God does not lie. So, when God is going to give you a promise, is because He is sure. He has a time prepared to fulfill it. And He needs to work in your life to teach you patience, quietness, calmness, confidence, so that you can then see and enjoy what He was promised for your life, for your family. He is going to do it, but patience is required so that you can see it. The Bible teaches that patience is profitable for everything. Patience will help you to see clearly what under stress or under worry or impatience you would never have been able to see. Details that are important to make decisions. Patience will make you have calm in the midst of times of crisis, because your trust is placed in the owner of everything, and you know that God would never let you down. You see? How wonderful it is that we need to let God forge in us the capacity to wait without losing our calm. Another interesting thing is that patience, my beloved friend, is not taught in studies. It is learning by experience. And it is given by God through His Holy Spirit. Remember that once you receive Christ into your heart, you become sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Bible mentions that the Holy Spirit gives us a fruit of, or produces a fruit in us. That fruit has 9 important characteristics or attributes, and one of them is patience. So, true patience is a product of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. See? Then we understand that a right relationship with God and the filling of His Holy Spirit will produce in us the ability to know how to wait without losing our temper, and thus know how to enjoy all that the Lord has prepared. And not only that, but learn to observe with wisdom, make decisions with wisdom, never to the races. My beloved friend, please do not run. Learn to go slowly. As I heard once, slowly but steady. Learn to observe. Be patient. Do not despair. Please remember, everything has its time. Do not be looking for what God programmed for tomorrow. Do not be looking for it today, because you'll get tired and you'll get frustrated. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for what you teach us daily. Thank you for your faithfulness. Help us to be patient, to wait, and that our confidence is always based on you. You do not fail, Lord. Amen. Today, this is a translation for pastor and friends Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always comes just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotional Just in Time. A huge blessings. A hug blessings.